In a world increasingly marked by disconnection, Johnny Joey Jones reveals something extraordinary: the life-sustaining bonds formed between those who serve in uniform. These connections aren't just military phenomena. They represent the human capacity to form profound relationships through shared hardship. What makes these bonds so powerful? How do they transcend the battlefield to shape entire lives? And what might the rest of us learn from these extraordinary connections? The stories collected here reveal a truth both simple and profound. When people face life-threatening situations together, something transformative happens. The artificial barriers of civilian life, race, class, politics, dissolve in the crucible of combat. What emerges is a connection so deep that veterans often describe their battle buddies as closer than family. These relationships don't just sustain them through war, they become lifelines during the equally challenging journey of returning home. I care. With these two words, Marine EOD Company Commander Greg Rubleski summarized his leadership philosophy. After his parents' divorce, Greg found belonging in the Marines, where boot camp provided equality and purpose. Greg's approach stemmed from negative experiences as a Lance Corporal being treated like absolute shit. He committed to becoming a Lance Corporal in an officer uniform, prioritizing his Marines' needs over career advancement. Before deploying to Afghanistan in 2011, Greg promised to bring every Marine home and stay by their side if injured. He kept that promise, spending over 20 nights beside wounded Marines in field hospitals. Captain Wesley Hunt's father viewed the military as the closest thing to a meritocracy available, especially for a black man during segregation. The Hunt family lived by Jesus plus education equals success, with Wesley's father teaching his children they needed to be better than, not just as good as. Despite facing racism, his father maintained that even on its worst day, America remains a pretty good place to be. Flying Apache helicopters over Baghdad, Wesley formed deep bonds with diverse teammates. Years later, in Houston, Wesley met the father of an infantryman he'd helped rescue. Wesley reflects that while he was willing to die for any American, he's not sure if civilians would do the same. But that's what makes military service special: the 1% serving the other 99%. Amos Benjamin grew up idolizing his older brother Adam, a Marine who returned from deployments with stories of exotic places. Military service was a family tradition, though their grandfather rarely spoke of his war experiences. In 2009, Adam made the ultimate sacrifice, volunteering to deploy to Afghanistan in place of a friend whose wife was 9 months pregnant. The day Adam died, they had spoken that morning, with Adam sounding unusually tired. After completing a combat course, Amos was summoned to the colonel's office, where Adam's friend Chris delivered the devastating news: "Your brother was killed this afternoon." Amos collapsed in grief. The Marine Corps, once a home because of his brother, suddenly felt foreign. Rather than taking offered leave, Amos chose deployment to escape his pain. Years later, after suffering a traumatic brain injury that ended his military career, Amos faced his darkest moment when his father committed suicide. Sitting in a deer blind with a rifle, ready to end his own life, he challenged God, "If you are real and have something more for me, then you had better do something right now." In that moment, he experienced a profound spiritual transformation. A connection through Joey Jones led to treatment with a doctor who discovered Amos's brain injury had caused chemical imbalances. This chain of connections created the ripple effect that saved his life. Joey Jones and Danny Ridgway bonded as roommates during EOD school, balancing intense 12-hour training days with beach parties. Danny joined EOD after witnessing a bomb tech's confident professionalism regardless of rank. In Afghanistan, Gunnery Sergeant E.J. Pate became his mentor, training him relentlessly even during downtime. When a teammate hit an IED, Danny's training kicked in. He cleared paths through dangerous fields, disarming 8 devices in 1 day to reach injured Marines. This Silver Star performance demonstrated how EJ's mentorship had prepared him for the complex IED ambushes in their epicenter of evil. After EJ was later killed by an IED, a lost Danny described as being stabbed in the spine with a frozen ice pick, Danny awarded his Silver Star to EJ's mother, acknowledging their survival was due to EJ's training. Unlike World War II veterans who processed trauma during months-long ship journeys home together, today's warriors use annual hunting trips to share stories, celebrating their best days and remembering their worst. In 2004, Nate Boyer found purpose after learning about ethnic cleansing in Darfur. He volunteered at refugee camps in Chad, connecting with children who had witnessed horrors yet still found joy playing soccer. The Special Forces motto, De Oppresso Liber, to free the oppressed, resonated deeply with Boyer after Darfur. The Army Special Forces approach of working alongside indigenous fighters aligned with his refugee camp experience. After seeing veterans and athletes struggle with similar identity crises post-career, Boyer and Jay Glazer founded Merging Vets and Players, MVP, in 2015. Their organization brings these groups together, helping them recognize their essential qualities remain even after the uniform comes off. Lacey Gunno's journey from rural West Virginia to Air Force pilot demonstrates how belief creates a chain reaction. Despite financial struggles, he reached college thanks to his guidance counselor. When nearly failing pilot training, two officers' confidence in him helped him earn his wings and become an aircraft commander. As an instructor pilot, Lacey found his Kitty Hawk moment, the right environment to serve others as his mentors had done. When a trainee revealed plans to place his ceremonial wings on his father's gravestone, it transformed the competitive class into a bonded team supporting each other. While on R&R from Afghanistan in 2011, EOD technician Aaron Hale visited his injured teammate Keel at Walter Reed. 2 weeks later, Aaron was in the same hospital, blinded by an IED explosion. When Keel visited him as he lay bandaged and despondent, his teammate's infectious energy helped pull Aaron from darkness. During recovery, Aaron learned about blind active duty military members still serving. Refusing retirement, he requested transfer to become an EOD instructor, finding that being among fellow servicemen improved his mental state significantly. He committed to being the best blind man possible, researching blind navigation techniques and connecting with inspirational figures like Eric Weihenmeier, the first blind person to summit Everest. These connections freed him from feeling trapped. We all suffer in life, illness, accidents, bankruptcy, losing loved ones, but I see these struggles as opportunities to grow and love life even more. I don't quit because things are tough, and by continuing to shine as a beacon of hope, I've inspired countless others to do the same.